Hey, y'all may be seated. Oh, where's Hannah at? Hey, you got your little phone and your scripture and all of that? Okay, pull it up, because you up. Just get ready. I had her to hold a testimony on Rosh Kodesh, because as we're going through the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, just real quick, we're going to talk just real quick about the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, they work really, really, really close together. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the word of wisdom, just a little bit, but this is what I wanted us to capitalize on in the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom will usually work with the word of knowledge, not just to what to do. See, the word of knowledge will tell you what to do. The word of wisdom tells you how and when to do it. That's the important thing, is the how and the when to do it. You get revelation of what to do. Okay, now how do I do it? How do I achieve it? And when do I do it? Timing is everything. And we've said this over and over and over again. And I'm going to have a little testimony with Steve and Hannah, which I'll do that part later, about a insurance thing that they went through where they were unjustly accused of something. So anyway, so Hannah, if you would come up, if you can. And because for those of you that don't know, Steve this week and Hannah was, they had, what, 26 tons of slag in their trailer, in his 18-wheeler, and they were putting it on their drive and everything, and as the big trailer went up, it went over, and it broke, and so it naturally, she's watching it, trying to tell him to put it down, and he's watching his rear views steadily going up, so his trailer fell and had 26 tons of slag in it that we had a few hours of digging out and all of that. So naturally, there's a problem. There's a truck. There's a trailer. It's falling on part of the truck. It's laying on its side. Now, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? What do we do? What do we do? Is it broke? Is it not broke? So everything is now, you got good scenarios. Most everybody says, what's worst case scenarios? All of this starts running through your mind. And this is why the Holy Spirit is here to give us wisdom of what to do in this situation, but he also gives us shalom and peace, how to deal with these situations. Because I'm telling you, when I was coming down my drive and I saw what happened, naturally, I'm praying. Well, Steve's calm because he's talking to somebody, so I knew that no child or somebody like that was underneath it. Now, I was going to pick with Jeremiah's not in here. I was going to pick with him. After we shoveled from 1:30 to 3, I called Jeremiah and said, man, I need some help. You know, because we've been, but I was going to lay up under there like, would y'all please get this off of me? But I decided not to do that. That was just too rough on him. So anyway, but you know, with Hannah and all of this going down, naturally, I'm going to let her take it from here, from the falling over part.
Like you said, I did watch it go over, and first of all, I was just grateful that Steve's truck didn't get taken with it, because he was in it, and I couldn't tell at the time it was going over if that was going to happen or not. So first of all, I was just thanking Yahweh that no one was hurt, but then, you know, first you just go into action and say, what's the next step? So he's like, get a shovel, so we just start shoveling. Well, of course, in your mind, you're thinking, this is our livelihood. How much money is this? How are we going to get it up? How are you going to get it fixed? And some of you know that we did just get a lot of land cleared because, Lord willing, we're planning to build, and that felt like maybe that was supposed to go out the window. Just not sure. Anyway, so we're digging out, and I'm just praying to Yahweh, you know, what's the next step? So, of course, you know, you're trying to figure out how you're going to get parts there, what's the next step, so we're not just wasting time. Steve had just that day been called and been given a lot of work, which was an answer to prayer. So I was thinking, okay, well, that's one answer to prayer. Now what? This trailer's, you know, on its side. So the one guy had told us that it was going to be thousands of dollars to possibly fix it. And so just trying to process that. So I just walked away from the shoveling, went to the golf cart, got some water, picked up my phone, and I was just like, Yahweh, I really need to hear from you.
Now look, don't get me crying. I ain't call you up here for this. Give me some napkins. Man, that's my girl.
So I picked up my phone, and I just hit the Bible app, and I just randomly clicked on something. And I thought it was in Ruth, and I was just like, okay, how's a rhema going to come out of Ruth? And I just almost audibly heard go to the last verse in chapter 3. And this is what it said. It said, then she said, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out. For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day. By the time the end of the day, Steve knew that he would be able to fix it himself, fix it by hand, and it was going to be very minimal cost.
Amen. Amen. I can give it to her. Don't give that thing to me. It makes them cry. I don't want that phone. See, all the teaching in the world, this is what life is about. This is what the Holy Spirit. See, people can say, you know, this is what we talked about at Ramas. This is why you cry out. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort you, because you don't know when it's your livelihood. That's their job. And when it's laying on its side, you don't know if it's going to be $30,000. You don't know if it's going to be $300. You don't know. All you see is, and then to really to be able to go and sit down, get away from it all, and cry out to the Father. And he gives her that verse. You know, daughter, he even calls her daughter. Didn't say son. How many times does the scripture say son in the Bible? And then, and it, way more than daughter. And then all of a sudden he calls it daughter and he gives it to her. Look, guys, this is real. This is real. And in the days that are approaching, we need this more and more. Our forefathers, and I'm not talking just Paul and them as forefathers and back before that. I'm talking about the remnant that went through the dark ages. The remnant went through the dark ages that carried his torch and his word through persecution. They had to live knowing directions and wisdom and knowledge coming and downloading from the Holy Spirit. Because think about this. They didn't have his word in the dark ages. We have Bible on phones, computers. We have many translations in our homes, on our bookcases, are full of them. Back then, they didn't have that. They had what word they had to grasp it, and they had to walk it out. They just couldn't go and flip to something. Father, no doubt, but you know what? I guarantee you, he gave them exactly what they needed, and he downloaded that word in them, and they needed. And so I appreciated that testimony. That's the reason why I wanted to save it till today, because this is life, and rhemas do happen. When you're crying out, the Father gives you a big hug and a big kiss and says, you know what, I got this. And so we can, and that's a testimony for us to build our faith that this is what we need to do in life. Amen. So this is the thing. The word of knowledge to her, we got to get it fixed. Well, that's a no-brainer. But how and when was not there. But he gave her the how and the when. That's the beautiful part of the word of wisdom. That's where it. Now, I hated that it had to happen for you to be used as an example. You can take that up with him. But anyway, but I'm glad he used you as an example. But that is just what happens. And there's been really many of them this week in my life and going through different people and their scenarios of things that's happening. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Because I put up here a couple of things. The discerning of spirits is something that I'm going to take my time on. So it'll probably be some today and definitely next week. That is of the utmost importance. But it says this in verse 1. I'm going to read verse 1, 2, and then I'm going to go to 5 and 6. It says, now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you. Do them that you may live. Go in and take possession of the land that Yahweh, your Elohim, of your fathers, is giving you. He's giving us a possession. Through Yeshua, He's still giving us a possession. And He's equipping us. He equipped them with the Torah and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, then. He's still equipping us the same way. That's what the Great Commission is to go in to make disciples, teaching them the Torah and baptizing them. You know, making disciples, delivering, all of this stuff has always been in the beginning. It's no different today. And He equips His saints to do this because we are to take possession of this land. We're to take possession of this land physically as well as spiritually. But if you can't take care of the land that you have spiritually, you can forget the physically part because you don't know the how-tos. It's very important that we walk according to His ways and not our ways, leaning to His understanding, not our own. In verse 2, it says this, "You shall not add to," and this is the important part of where Christianity and the church has failed. Okay? Because of this verse. "You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim that I commanded to you." Today, the Old Testament, as we say, the Old Testament, most of Christianity will tell you that that is what? Done away with. Well, that's sort of like doing away with it or taking away from it. And so what do? They start adding to it. How do you add to it? Christmas, Easter, Valentine's, all of these other, and I ain't going to name Halloween, All Saints Day. When you start replacing, you're adding to it and you're taking something away. He tells us here not to do this. We see society is failing because of this. We said this last week. If you ever watch one of these debates, I can't watch them. I can't watch them because I got to take a mikvah. I'm just saying, I can't believe, like I said last, I can't believe people that ignorant. You know, I can't believe that they can just sit here and say everything is free. Guys, everything's free. Well, let's just all quit working and see how that works. And just sit there and wait on somebody to send you something in the mail. After you've lost 400 pounds waiting on that check to come, guys, you better get up and go back to work because it ain't coming. I cannot believe just, guys, everything ain't free. Our salvation wasn't free. It cost Yeshua His life for us. That ought to tell us something. Amen. I'm glad and I pray. And just that's worth honoring Him about. Amen. Because He has done so much for us. But it wasn't free. But He tells us here in verse 5. It says, "See, I have taught you statutes and rules, as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that you should do them in the land which you are entering and taking possession, because of this reason." This is why I wanted to read this. Number one, we're not to add to or take away. And in this verse here, keep them and do them. For that will be your what? Your wisdom. This is the very wisdom. They're following the commandments. They're doing the feast days. They're doing everything. I'm talking about Hannah and Steve in this situation because of this testimony. They're doing the things that they know to do according to the Torah. But it doesn't mean that crazy things or bad things won't happen. But when they do, that's there in the Torah to help you get through by the leading of the Spirit. Because this is important. Because what she said that morning, she read James, where it says, "Count it all joy." Now, when you go through various trials and tribulations. Now, I do remember we was on the golf course. She said, "I wished I wouldn't have read that verse." You know. But, and the thing is count it all joy. What the Father was doing something. I forgot about that. The Father was doing something before the thing happened. To let you know something's going to happen. And when it does, count it all joy. Because I've got this. This is here for a reason. Whatever the reason, we won't totally know. But to turn in and give you that verse, you know what? He's preparing us even before something. That's how much you... But can we listen and can we hear what the Spirit is saying? That's where we have to be in tune. Because I can tell you, for most people, or a lot of people, When you don't have Yahweh and you don't have a community that can rally around and help you, I can tell you right now, yes, Josh, if that's not the case, they're going to what? They're going to focus on the dot on the board. They're going to focus. They could have chosen to focus on the trailer. They could have chose to focus on this, but they didn't focus on that. What they did, they had a word. Then they said, well, you know what? There's been too many blessings. This happened. He has been so great in this. There's something going to happen in this. Steve even mentioned, was it Rosh Kodesh or last, yeah, about the 9 o'clock prayer. I'm going to let you say that too, because this is just, all of this is important. Go ahead.
So one of the first things that Hannah said to me whenever it happened was she said, I knew I shouldn't have read James this morning, just teasing, you know. But the verse that she mentioned to me was, think it not strange, brethren, concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. So when we go through these things, don't think that it's strange as though a strange thing happened to you. And that right there, and a lot of things have been said of it's your livelihood. It's, you know, this is, you know, a lot of things like that. But in the middle of this storm, there was such a peace with me. I was never frustrated. I was never in despair. I was never fearful that something bad was going to happen. Because a lot of times, it's not over when it goes over. When you set it up, a lot of times is whenever you do the most damage. But the whole thing, for some reason, I was just never afraid that something bad was going to happen. Now, I never would have imagined it getting set up would have gone as well as it did. It didn't even tear the tarp any worse than it had already been torn. So it was just absolutely amazing the way everything went as far as that goes. But to go to Mike, he's had tons and tons of difficulties with his dozers and equipment and stuff. He's had a tremendous amount of breakdowns in the last 8 weeks. And I felt like whenever I had to call him to come back out, I just felt like that it was a way that the Father was letting him know that even though he's trying to live a righteous life, and there's other people that he knows that are trying to live a righteous life, but he's not alone in going through trials. And I really felt like that that was one of the purposes of going through this, was for the sake of a brother that he would be able to see, you know what, I'm not the only one that's going through this stuff. Because sometimes that's as much of a comfort and a help to us to know that somebody else is experiencing something as it is to know what he says and in his word and everything. The measure of a man is only shown in adversity. Nobody knows what you're made of if nothing ever goes wrong. And I think sometimes we have these opportunities so that our children can learn from us how to respond to life's difficulties.
Amen. See, and this is conversations and all that goes back and forth. So it's not just, how many times have we said this? The Father's not working on just one of us at a time. He's working on a lot of people at the same time. And so in this portion of the Word of Wisdom, you can see where they got all of these words, and the Father is saying, I got this, but you still got to walk through it. You still have to trust Him. You still have to know that He's got it. And I'm telling you, what my eyes was seeing and what we were hearing is not matching up. Because when you see an 18-wheeler trailer turned over, that's a massive thing to start with. That's pretty daunting to sit there and look at that because the trailer is aluminum. So aluminum, I mean, it's got a great tensile strength this way, but it doesn't do too good when you fold it. So now they have to turn that. And so there's pressure that's going to be able to get this thing back uprighted. But to be able to do it and how it went, and then also Doug went over there because Steve was like, man, I'm needing help. And so they called, and Doug said, I'm there. So he came and he helped him and was a, because you know, Doug can weld a broken heart, in case you know, because he's a welder. He's been working on Sanders all his life. No, but he had, but see there again, him being older, wisdom, knowledge, sometimes that being around gives you a calmness too. Because Doug can, well, he knows, he's been around rigging and all of that stuff to be able to help Steve, and Steve had a plan. And all of that matters when you have somebody just there to help you get through this, that you're not there by yourself, you know, just fighting it by yourself. But he showed up, and so that was a big, big help. And prayerfully, they'll have that thing finished by tomorrow evening, so he'll be back on the road Monday. Amen? Because I can tell you this, I didn't think he was going to be back on the road for a while. I was thinking, how can we buy a new trailer? How are we going to buy a new trailer? But it's just, but it wasn't me. It's not my trailer. So, but that's just where the Father was going, because it didn't look good. But I just, but the testimonies now is just so awesome. But this is the thing. And that's what we was reading in verse 6. Keep them and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people, who, when they hear all of these statutes, will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Why is that? Just like what Steve was saying, when other people see us go through what we go through, and then all of a sudden the Father is just blessing even through the trials, and things are minimal and not maximum, and everything's happening, people are saying, you know what? The nations would say, what kind of Elohim do they serve? Amen? And so that is what this is about shining light. It's about doing, really being salt and light in this earth. Amen? That's really what this is about. All right, I didn't write these up here. Y'all go to Proverbs chapter 2. Just want to touch something on wisdom. I'm going to read Psalms 111:10 just to read it. And as y'all go there, it says, fear Yahweh is the beginning. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And all who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. So he talks here that we have to practice having proper reverence for him and everything that we do. And it brings forth wisdom and understanding. So in verse 6, 7, and 8, it says this, for Yahweh gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So you're seeing that the Father is giving this, everything he speaks. Do you know, guys, this comes from his mouth. You have to see this. It's not just what you hear. This comes from his mouth. You read it, you study it. The word, she prayed, go to Ruth. Go to the last, you know, verse and whatever she was saying, and it's his mouth spoke. We have to trust that his mouth, this is his mouth. We don't need to just sit there and say, well, this is some good history. No, this is his mouth. This is what his mouth speaks. There's life in this. There's life in this. When you get down and it's your turn to go through something, there's life in this. And this life is not only life, it's comfort. We get our love, joy, and peace from this. This is our very life, and that's what it means. Because this is living. And then it says, verse 7, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. We can bank this stuff. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. So he's our shield, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the paths of the saints, of his saints. That's the promise we have for keeping the Torah. But this is a promise, but understand this, if we're adding to his word or taking away from his word, then we're destroying the continuity of wisdom and understanding and knowledge and walking in what he has for us. Because what we have is now we've watered it down, we've tainted it. And that's what we don't need to do, and that is what has been done. I want to do one more little example. And I wrote some of these down, but I'm going to do one of them here because this also goes back with Steve and Hannah. It must be Steve and Hannah's day. It says, you have been named in an unjust lawsuit, and you will now need Elohim's wisdom on how to properly handle it. Now, this is what was happening. This is what happened. And y'all can correct me if I get something goofy. Steve's driving his truck. He's in the left lane and he's going. A car comes around and tries to swoop in front of him, but he didn't get in there far enough. He hit Steve's right front bumper area. Well, he's in a wreck. There's an accident now. The car does its thing. Truck does, well, don't, you know, it does some bumper damage, but he's way bigger than that little car was. But yet you have two people in the car. Well, naturally, now, Hannah, you may have to have a mic on this one. I don't know. I'm going to ask you, if there's anybody in insurance that knows this, you may help me on this. If you get in a wreck and there's nothing you can see, but there may be something going on inside, what do they call that? Remember, because this person has... No. You ain't going to believe this. What's that word? What did that person have? There's nothing wrong with the person, but inside there's something wrong with her cells of her body. Huh? Oh, she's got soft tissue damage. All right, now, you do CAT scans, x-rays, and you can't see anything, but that is something that you may have soft tissue damage. And so they have $40,000 set aside for soft tissue damage. So what it is there's somebody just trying to get some what? Some money. Yeah. But they don't understand this is his business. So when they go to do that, then the insurance, which was an X amount of money, goes up to 3 or 4 times the amount of money because there's an accident and an 18-wheeler's involved in it. Now, your car, you don't usually do that, but in trucks, that's what happens. Because usually they're thinking that he's probably, you know, big-time business and all of this. So what had to happen was is they had to, you know, after they hit the moon and I had to go up there and get them and bring them back down, you know, for all of this. Insurance goes up. All of this stuff goes up. But yet they needed wisdom. They needed knowledge. And they needed great intervention from the Father. What do we do? Not only now, what do we do, how do we do it, and when do we do it? Now, I will tell you that they worked hard going back and forth between insurances, and they went in between the other people got a lawyer. He went to court. Finally, the judge says, I think I really now see what's going on here. So, and all of the things, but finally, it all ended up so far way in their favor. And I'm talking big yay, because if y'all want to know, y'all can ask them, and they may feel free to let you know the amounts. But we're talking where you would pay so much a month, and you're paying so much a month. They were wanting to build a house. Like Hannah said, she's crying. There goes my house. There goes my home. We're going to be stuck in the trailer for another 30 years. You know what I'm saying? And that's overwhelming. When you have dreams to do something, and then you didn't do it, you're in your lane, and somebody cuts in front of you, and they hit you going in, but the state trooper, just throwing it out there, didn't want to do his job, because why? He has to go back and do a bunch of what? Paperwork. He got to do 2 or 3 hours worth of paperwork, so he just says, "You let your insurance do it. You let your insurance do it, and you know, flip a coin and have a nice day." You know, and then, but you know what? And then it comes back to where one insurance says, well, I think you're more at fault than you. Now you got a problem. So anyway, so still, again, without going into all of the details. During the time, amen, during the time when his season is slow because of the fertilizers and all of that, and he's been swamped with work to be able to pay it. And now, because of everything settled, insurance now goes down lower, am I right? Lower, close back to what it was. Is that not often? Yeah, I'm telling you, because usually if you ever get in these situations, it's like taxes, guys. They add taxes, they don't disappear. You know what I'm saying? So usually if insurance goes up, I don't know about you, how many in here has ever paid insurance? Probably everybody. Insurance goes up, usually it never goes down. I don't know how insurance works. y'all be sweet. But I can tell you this, I have never benefited on the positive side of how things happen. Are you looking like, you think, but I, what I'm saying is this. Well, think about, well, you're talking about a medical, I understand it, but let's just say this, which our doctor friends, oh, that's the truck. I mean, that's the trailer. So that lets you know that whenever you, and that's all the stuff we shoveled out of the trailer. Man, I took a leave and prayed. That's what it took. My back was so sore, Scott. Me and Scott was going to play tennis. I'd have rather played tennis, Scott. I was way sore then. And then that's it back up. Amen?
How did you get the trailer back up?
You had to, they used an excavator. They had a big old, whatever you call that thing. Looks like a claw. It just, track hoe. They picked it up, flipped it up. So that's it. And you see all that stuff on the side. That's what I noticed. Because that don't look like much. 26 tons we had to shovel out of there. That's a lot in there. That stuff is heavy. Well, slag is steel. Well, anyway, you know, guys, with this, and I was, you know, in the teaching today, and I'm going to end with this part here instead of going into discerning spirits, because this I need good time on. Because the discerning of spirits is paramount. Because I will tell you that in this world, there's demonic spirits, there's angels, and there's human spirit. And you got to know the difference between them. Because they'll run on parallel lines, and I'll just give you a little sneak preview, because Satan comes as an angel of what? So if you're not in tune with this book, this is why it says his word is living. You got to know what this word says, because if the angel of light comes, and it's not the real light, it's Hasatan, then guess what? You will be deceived. And you won't know, because see, in their case, now we use them as examples today, but in their case, they could have leaned to their own understanding and not cried out to him. And I promise you it would have cost them. And the thing would have probably caved in, and all of the others, it would have just, like a domino effect, it would have just continued to get worse. But they stopped, they prayed, and they worshiped, and they got a word. And then they went from that word that they've got, that daughter, oh daughter of Zion, I got this. And by the end of the day, everything was great. And a lot of people that has been involved in this saw the hand of Yahweh in this. And they recognize it. The people that come and work saw the hand of Yahweh in this and said so. That's the beautiful thing. That's how awesome. So, not only just teaching you something, you got to experience through a life of somebody, this is how this works. And that's how awesome our Elohim is. Steve, I'll see you raise your hand again. Okay, Steve, get on the mic real quick.
One other thing that was really cool to me is here, I don't know, probably 6 weeks ago or so, I had told Hannah, I said, you know, I'm just not confident in my kingpin on the trailer side. I said, I'm not 100% sure that there's not a lot of wear in it, and it probably needs to be changed. And she said, oh, no, how much is that going to be? And I said, a lot. You know, it's just as if you buy a plate and do it the conventional way and all of that, you're looking at about probably not far from $4,000. So with what we've got going on here, I'm actually fabricating a new one, and will be way, way, way significantly less than that. But the part that I was worried about is the only part that was damaged in the whole turnover.
Amen.
So I just thought that was really cool. And then the other thing that was really, really neat was when that trailer hit the ground on the upright side, when Mike was setting it up, the landing gear hit the ground, and immediately I heard the 9 o'clock alarm going off on my phone for prayer. And I went. And I went and I got my phone and I said, Mike, I said, you hear this alarm? I said, a lot of miraculous things happen in the third and the ninth hour of the day. And I said, when the scripture talks about praying without ceasing, this is one of the ways that we can do that. I said, I forget so many times throughout the day. So I set an alarm to remind myself. And I said, I don't think there's a more appropriate time for us to thank the Father, because I said, you know how this could have gone. And he said, absolutely. And I said, would you be good with us just pausing right now? He said, man, I am more than good.
Amen. Amen. And they started praying, and apple fritters started falling from heaven like manna. See, I added to the word, didn't I? But testimony here, yes. Look, people witnessing while you're working and knowing, and because, you know, Mike is a believer, but yet there are things that he's seeing, because he's seeing the action. It's just not just going to church and leaving, and he's seeing everything piece by piece falling into place. That's how awesome this is. Amen. Yes.
Man, you know, I've got a bad mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is Peter. And yet he goes, let's go out again and drop the nets on the other side. He knew this lake.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, we'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But because he met him where he works and what he knows,
right,
he believed.
Amen. Very good. Amen. That's where the miracles are at. Amen. Let's pray.